Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 28th juz was recited, which is called Surah Mujadala. And in the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially encourages us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at every single moment. Allah is watching, Allah is hearing. Allah gives the example of that woman who had come to complain about her husband to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had given a certain kind of divorce, which was called zihar in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now she would be completely separated. It was difficult for her to, she was become an old lady also. And her husband had given her this kind of divorce. So she came complaining to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala hears the words of that woman who was like outwardly oppressed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and Allah knows every single thing. So a person has to be very careful regarding his wife, regarding his family member, and that any oppression which a person is meeting out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of the bad-du'a, the curse of the oppressed person. Because between the du'a and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no hijab, there is no veil. And Allah ta'ala says that I will help you, O oppressed person, even if it comes after some time. And the hadith even says, some narrations say, even if it's a kafir, a disbeliever, never take the curse of such a person. And a person is taking the curse of his wife, for example, the oppression he is doing out, he's meeting to her, he's beating her up, he's hitting her. A person has to be very careful regarding this matter. And the only way actually a person will be careful is when he understands that Allah is watching me at every single moment. Allah knows exactly her complaints, which he is putting forth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah ta'ala in this ruku mentions the laws of zihar, or the masala of this kind of talaq. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, remember, don't you know that Allah knows whatever is happening in the heavens and in the earth. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا وَرَابِعُهُمْ. Three people are sitting and speaking together. Remember, Allah is the fourth. Five people are there, Allah is the sixth. There are smaller numbers, bigger numbers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people wherever they may be. And ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will inform people exactly what actions they have done. Allah is fully aware of every single thing. And this is one, the belief of this, the conviction that Allah is watching me at every moment is a belief which will change a person's aqidah and belief and a person's whole life, just by having this in his mind, that Allah is watching me at every moment. Allah knows exactly well what I am doing at this moment. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this. Then Allah mentions about secret discussions. When people are having discussions, they should not be called speaking about sin, oppressing other people, disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you have secret discussions, even when you must be discussing about bir and taqwa, doing good actions and staying away from sins, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards whom a person will be resurrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain adab and etiquette. If a person adopts humility, then Allah will raise a person. Sometimes in a gathering, he isn't placed, and he's asked to make place, he makes place, or he goes back. Allah ta'ala raises such people. A person who's got the quality of humility within himself, Allah ta'ala loves this action. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last ruku of this surah mentions that those people who Allah's anger has come upon them, the Jews and the Christians, how can a person become the friend of these people? They are not of you people and you are not of these people. So Allah ta'ala has prepared for them a very severe punishment. Their wealth and their children cannot benefit them in the least, but when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, they are the army of shaitan. A person should stay away from them completely. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لا تجد قوما, you will not find a people. It's not possible to find people who believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah. Look at the words Allah Ta'ala, Allah is not commanding. Allah is saying it's not possible to find such people. You are duna man hadda Allah, that they can ever have love and connection and feelings for those people, man hadda Allah wa Rasulah, who go against Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it can be their parents or their children or their brothers or their family members. But once they are not believers, they do not believe in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they go against them. How can people of Iman ever have close friendship with such people, dili ta'aluk, such bosom friendship with them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was the state of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, close family members of theirs, and they had to break off ties. Never mind break off ties. In the battle of Badr, some of them had to kill their own family members. Where a father had to kill his son, a son had to kill his father, a brother had to kill his brother. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, actually after the battle, told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all of these prisoners, that we all who are our family members, we make sure we kill them, so that we can show that our allegiance to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than the allegiance to these people. This was a very strong test of Iman, and how the Sahaba passed, to show the highest loyalty to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala mentions five great rewards for such people. It is a high level of Iman, that your love is only for Allah and your hatred is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's time also, a person who's got love for all others, like sports stars, film actors and actresses and all of these people, we have to break connection with such people and make our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. five great bounties Allah grants to people who break off the connection with all kuffar and disbelievers and all those who have enmity for Allah and His Rasul. The first thing is Allah kataba fi qulubihimul iman. Allah will write in their heart iman. Such a high levels of iman Allah will give them, it will be written in their heart. These people have got iman. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them spiritual strength from His side. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. Great spiritual strength will be granted to that person in this world. The person, his iman will really go increase to a great level, and he'll be able to face many, many challenges, etc., with the strength, the spiritual strength which Allah will place within him. Then the next reward is Allah will grant him Jannah, flowing beneath their rivers, which he will love forever and forever. The next great bounty is Allah will be happy with such a person, and they will be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama writes that when a person has shunned happiness of other people, then he gets the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest form of happiness. Allah ta'ala says, Ulaika Hizbullah. This is the Jama'at in the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the successful people. So become amongst the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not amongst the army of Shaitan, which Allah mentioned just before that. Allah inna Hizba Shaitani humul khasirun. Shaitan's army, they are the ones in complete loss. They are the ones in complete loss and harm in this world and the year after. Allah ta'ala protect and save us from them. And they are the most great people, Allah Ta'ala says. The next surah is Surah Hashar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His great qudrat, that when people they have complete iman and Islam in themselves, then how Allah's help and assistance come to them. The time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the Banu Nadir tribe was extremely strong. They had financial power. The whole Medina Munawwara was under them. Like how the Jews of today have got the whole world under their control, with all their bank systems, etc. These people also had the whole people of Medina Munawwara. But when the Muslims had true iman, small numbers, Allah created such a rawb and such fear in the hearts of these enemies that eventually they started breaking their own houses and they had to leave Medina Munawwara with great disgrace. And Allah's help and assistance came to the believers. It was suddenly Allah Ta'ala helped and assisted them. That even the Muslims, ma zanantum an yakhruju, you yourself never thought that these people will come out of their houses, and they thought they got strong force, it will save them. But how Allah Ta'ala sent His help and assistance, Allah put fear in their hearts. They started breaking their own houses with their hands, and the believers also started breaking it. So far, tadiru ya ulil absar, O people of intelligence, take lesson. And Allah Ta'ala says, such people, Allah will punish them. If Allah hadn't written, they would be banished from their lands. He would have punished them in this world. And in the year after, is a severe punishment. And the reason for this is because they went against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, a person who goes against Allah and His Rasul, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah is very severe in punishing. Allah Ta'ala destroys people. So then Allah Ta'ala mentions the after the qualities which Allah Ta'ala wants from the believers, either the group of the muhajireen who sacrifice, seeking only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and helping the deen of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, they are the ones who were taken out of their houses, they were taken out of their wealth, that they sacrificed and they made hijrat in the path of Allah Ta'ala. They are the truthful people. The second people, second jamaat, is of Ansar, who they sacrificed all their wealth when the muhajirin came to them, and they had love for these people, and they were just prepared to sacrifice and give whatever they had. They gave preference to them over their own lives also, and they were saved from bukhal and stinginess. They are the successful people. So they are two jamaat. And then the third jamaat are those people who will come after them till the day of Qiyamah, who will make dua for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and for the people who have passed us. And if we are not amongst the first two groups, then we cannot be amongst them. We can bring those qualities, but we cannot be amongst them. And the ulama say, please be amongst the third group, those who come after them and make dua for them. And the beautiful dua, Rabbana ighfir lana, O Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers who have passed us in the pack with iman. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Do not place in our heart any ghil, enmity, hatred for the people of iman. And especially those iman, sahaba who passed away before us, and all the people of iman. Do not let us have any enmity and hatred in our hearts for them. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. O Allah, you are the most merciful, most compassionate. So a beautiful dua. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these munafiqs, these hypocrites, they cannot help the Muslim people. And one of the main causes of the zawal and the loss of the Muslim countries when Islam came down was because of the munafiqs and hypocrites. If a person studies history, he will find that every Islamic country, government which came down, it was because of the hypocrites amongst them. And in today's time, a hypocrite is called the one jamaat throughout history you will find who were always there was the Shia group. And they were always the cause. Politically also, they brought the Muslims. They always tried very hard to destroy the Muslim, the Sunnis and the groups. When they were in the minority, then they made taqiyya and they hid their beliefs, etc. But when they became the majority and they had rule, then what harm they caused to the Sunnis and to the Muslim people. And they were the actual cause of the Khilafat falling down. Every time throughout history, if a person studies throughout history, you will always find the Shia is behind there. And then eventually the Muslim land where they were, Baghdad fell between the Khilafat now, the Uthmani Khilafat. There was always these munafiqeen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about them. And Allah ta'ala says that they are such people like Shaitan they are. That when Shaitan tells a person become a kafir, a disbeliever, when a person becomes a disbeliever, then Shaitan runs away from that person. He says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala warns us and says, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every person must ponder and think, what has he sent forward for tomorrow? Tomorrow is the day of Qiyamah, which is extremely close. It's like tomorrow coming. So how much a person must prepare? It's like it's coming now, and tomorrow is something which is yaqeeni, definite. Tomorrow is definitely coming. So Qiyamah is definitely coming. So Allah says, ponder and think, what have you sent forward for tomorrow? And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is fully aware exactly of whatever actions you are doing. Do not be like those people who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person forgot Allah, then Allah made him forget themselves. They forgot their own benefits for themselves. And what and what things they went into drugs, into womanizing. They destroyed their life of dunya also, they destroyed their life of akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want success, hold firm unto the Qur'an Sharif. But to take full benefit of the Qur'an Sharif, a person must have ma'rifat, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person get their recognition? By the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person ponders, understands the names of Allah ta'ala, his recognition of Allah will increase, and he will get full yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will take full benefit of the Qur'an Sharif. These last three ayats of Surah Hashr, Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. If a person reads it evening and morning and evening, starting with A'udhu billahi samil alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, three times A'udhu billahi samil alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, and then he reads this ayat one time, then 70,000 angels will be appointed for him from morning till evening, and they will make dua for that person. And if the evening a person recites it, they will make dua for him from the evening till the morning. And if you have to pass away on that day or that night, you will pass away as a shaheed, as a martyr. So amongst our ma'amulat also it is mentioned that these duas you should try to read that Allah give us tawfiq. The next surah is Surah Mumtahina, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions that never ever have friendship for the people of kufr and disbelief, and especially those people who will cause harm to the Muslim people who are expelling the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, and they cause great harm. One sahabi made a mistake, and he had given was supposed to give some of the secrets of the Muslims to them. So Allah ta'ala reprimanded him, and Allah said, we've got the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. When he came towards kufr and shirk, he said, "Inna bura'au minkum wa mimma ta'buduna min dunillah." We are completely free from you people and whatever you are worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we just believe, we disassociate ourselves from you people. And enmity and hatred has become apparent between us and between you, unless you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yourself. And Allah ta'ala says that if you will have enmity with these people, it is for a few days. Atallahu ij'ala baynakum wa bayna alladhina adaytum minhum mawaddah. They are your friends, your parents, and your children, and your brothers. But soon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create between you people and those who you have got enmity for the sake of deen, Allah will create muhabbat and love amongst you people. Allah is qadir, Allah has got full power, and Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So a person sometimes has to sacrifice, family members will become upset with him when he's trying to establish the laws of Shariat, sometimes the laws of hijab in our homes, you try to establish, family becomes upset, they want to break off ties. But if a person remains steadfast, in a beautiful way, he brings alive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not with harshness, but in a correct way, asking our elders, and then a person remains steadfast, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those same people who are opposing, Allah ta'ala makes it the heart soften, they themselves become guided, and Allah ta'ala brings them onto the right path also. So Allah ta'ala says that you to show ihsan and kindness towards those people who are just disbelievers also, Allah ta'ala does not prohibit you from that day. Allah has given permission for that day. Yes, for those people who have kicked you out of your homes, etc., and those people, and they have made zulm upon a person, then a person shouldn't now show that he shouldn't have that love for you in his heart for these people. So Allah ta'ala prohibits the person from this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a sign to show that a woman, Muslim woman, have got iman, etc., in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain material regarding hijrat. The next surah is Surah As-Saff, which Mawlana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah alayhi says, he says, if the Islamic world wants to come back, then there are three jamaat and three groups of people who will have to be utilize their resources, and Allah will give help and assistance again and bring Islam alive. The one jamaat is the jamaat of the mujahideen, those who will sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala mentions that Allah loves this action when a person sacrifices in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he remains steadfast, especially in the saf they are standing, ready to make qital, ready to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says that kuffar want to extinguish the light of Allah ta'ala with their mouths, with their propaganda, but Allah will fulfill his nur and make it apparent in the world, even though they dislike it. And Allah ta'ala encourages us to spend our money and our lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest business which Allah is giving to people. Like how the Hawari, the helpers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they stood up and they were prepared to give their lives. So this is one jamaat. The second jamaat, he says, is the jamaat of the ulama. They must stand up and fulfill the duties which was done by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of yutlu alayhim ayati the tilawat of the Quran, teaching the people the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of the Quran Sharif, and we yuzakim and tazkiya to purify the heart from all the spiritual sicknesses, like how we get our khanqa system, etc. We yuallimuhum al-kitab wa al-hikmah, and teaching the people the book of Allah ta'ala and hikmat, wisdom, teaching the meaning of the Quran and Sunnah. These are the duties and responsibilities of the ulama kiram. They must do this here, and they must not become like the Jews who just had the books, the knowledge, but they were not making amal upon it, and they were like how a donkey which is carrying heavy books. There's no real benefit to the donkey. So the knowledge must not just remain this is words or just in the kitab, but it must actually come into the lives of the people. And one clear sign of this is a person is preparing for akhirat, and all the time he's got more in front of him, and actually eventually a time comes where he desires death. So Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this. And one great place for the ulama to give their message is on the time of Jumu'ah. So at the time of Jumu'ah, Allah has called all the people towards the masjid, come to the masjid, and then leave all your work. And then the ulama must give the bayan, مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهُ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Encourage the people towards akhirah, the life of the year after. That is whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better than what are the things of this world. And tell the people, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah is the best giver of rosy and sustenance. So do not make the object of life this world. The next surah is Surah Munafiqun, which Mullah Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah alayhi is the businessman. That he has to spend his money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and utilize his wealth and resources. And why a person normally doesn't spend his money is because of hypocrisy within a person. He hasn't got full yaqeen and iman. So Allah mentions in Surah Munafiqun the qualities of the munafiqs and the hypocrites, and how a person must abstain from it. And a person must spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person spends, then inshallah he will get great, great benefit. It must not happen now when the time of death comes, and now a person wants to spend. And he says, if Allah gives me a chance, I'll spend so much in the path of Allah. Allah says, it is too late now. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُهَا. When the time comes from the side of Allah Ta'ala, then no nafs, Allah will not delay for any person. Time of death has come now, a person has to leave this world. So Allah is fully aware exactly of whatever money a person is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Taghabun, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that izzat, if a person looks at all the signs in the world, he will be compelled to be a follower of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in here lies true success. And if a person doesn't do so, then Yawmul Taghabun, the day of loss, on the day of Qiyamah, when the kuffar will definitely be in loss, and even the Muslim people will be in a day of loss, that they had so much of business they could have made in this world of akhirat, but they went into ghaban, deception, loss, and the good they bought actually was not of the best quality. They could have made much, much more better profit, but then the person will regret on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in this surah, and certain barriers which prevent a person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calamities, when calamities come in a person's life, at that time also a person must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes one's wealth, sometimes one's children, sometimes one's family people are barriers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala warns us about these people, and Allah encourages us to stand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Talaq. Here also, some ulama say that the sum total of this surah is, that is that possible for a Muslim person to ever change the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no tarmeem and tansikh, changing and making nafs, abrogating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in great detail Allah mentions the law of talaq. You know, a person gets married. Islam has allowed a woman to get a man to give talaq to his wife, but there are certain restrictions, certain laws regarding it, and a person must be very careful. In the surah many times Allah ta'ala mentions وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because especially in marriage, the most important quality which is needed there is taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has got the fear of Allah, many great gifts Allah mentions, Allah will make out a way from that person and exit from him. Allah will give him sustenance from where he never thought possible. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever fears Allah, Allah will make all his matters easy. And Allah will forgive his sins. Allah will increase his reward in great, great abundance. Great, great rewards Allah has mentioned for taqwa. So a person has to be very careful in a matter of divorce also. The woman also, if she is sitting for her iddat, exactly the laws of iddat, etc. are mentioned here. She also must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding these matters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the past nations, that they came, they broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala took them to task, and they were punished in this world also. And in the year after, Allah ta'ala has prepared for them a severe punishment. On the other hand, those people who had good actions, then Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them Jannah, and they will remain there forever and forever. And in this world also Allah will take them out of darknesses into the light of Iman, into the light of knowledge, into the light of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who holds firm unto the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who has taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last surah is Surah Tahrim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that our family members and all others should not become a barrier in the propagation of deen. when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certain some incidents happened in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told in the Masail, explained very clearly that, O Nabi of Allah, what Allah has made halal for you, do not make it haram upon yourself just because of some family members who had asked you for a certain thing, but mention the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly, and so much so that if your family members become a barrier, that it is even permissible for a person now for the Nabi of Allah to divorce his wife. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a severe warning here in the surah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants all of us to save yourselves and your family members from the fire of Jahannam. And the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of it is human beings and stones. They are severe angels over them. They will never break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they commanded to do, they will do it. So fear the fire of Jahannam. How you try to save your children from the worldly fire, to a greater extent save them from the fire of the akhirat. And remember, whatever collections you've got in this world, no matter how close you are to them, but every person's iman will be according to his own actions. So he can be the Nabi's wife also. But if she does not have iman within herself, then she is in complete loss. On the other hand, you get a person like Fir'aun, and his wife had iman. And because of her iman and her steadfastness in deen, what and what ranks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to her. So every person has to look within himself. What qualities have I got within myself? A person cannot rest that my family members are pious. So inshallah, I've got akhirat, I've got jannah because of that day. A person cannot have an excuse, my family members are far from deen, so I cannot make a reference upon deen. Because Fir'aun's wife, she was living in the house of Fir'aun, but she remained firm on deen. And what a rank and status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to her. So Allah ta'ala has given us these examples. And Allah has explained to us, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Every one of you make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a tawbah that you make a person make intention that inshallah in future he will not go back to the sin. Even if he knows he's got weakness within himself, but he makes a sincere tawbah. There are conditions for this, as the ulama has mentioned, but we try to make tawbah, especially in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah ta'ala to change our life, give us a better life. Allah has given many, many promises for this year. A person will make a sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us true understanding.